שלום, אנחנו לומדים מהספר תלמוד עשר הספירות.
Hello, we're learning in the study of the ten spherot, part two, in our observation, chapter 8, item 92. You can watch a lesson on our site. You can also ask questions there. The study of the ten spherot, part two, item 92, in our observation. The difference between the influence of the light and the clothing of the light. 92. Now you see the great difference between the order of the pouring of the upper light in the batsuf and the order of the clothing of light in the vessels. The giver needs the coarsest discernment. Because light of Yechida can come to the Patsuf only when it has a screen on the vessel of phase 4. Prior to that, when such coarseness was not present there, but a thinner coarseness, meaning that of phase 3, it was impossible for this important light called Yechida to be poured into the Patsuf. However, when this important light is drawn to the Patsuf, it is not clothed in the light of phase 4, but in the finest or purest of all, namely the vessel of Keter.
Questions? Read it again.
Again, 92. The difference between the influence of the light, between the giving of the light and the clothing of the light. 92. Now you see the great difference between the order of the pouring of the upper light in the patsuf and the order of the clothing of light in the vessels. The giver needs the coarsest discernment because the light of Yechida can come to the Patsuf only when it has a screen on the vessel of phase 4. Prior to that, when such coarseness was not present there, but a thinner coarseness, meaning that of phase 3, it was impossible for this important light called Yechida to be poured into the potsuf. However, when this important light is drawn to the potsuf, it is not clothed in the vessel of phase 4, but in the purest of all, namely the vessel of Keter.
Well, if there's no questions, I guess. Kiev, probably. Yes.
Да, дорогой Раф, а вот этот свет Ехида, он вообще постигается каббалист? Мы же ведь говорим, что хинадалит, она всегда...
The light of Yechida, do Kabbalists attain it? We say that phase 4 is under the restriction.
It's not хинадалит. Хинадалит is the entire desire, the fourth phase. The light that enters all the sfirot, that in them all the qualities, all the desires are in some kind of adaptation to that upper light. So according to the equivalence of form, it fills all those desires, and in such a way, it clothes in them. That's it. And then Malchut, it's not the same Malchut that's restricted, but it's the will to receive, that in each and every sphira, there's the will to receive Malchut that performs a reflected light. So by that, it actually mixes with the qualities of the first nine and adds the will to receive in there into each quality. And then every quality becomes a vessel to reveal the Creator. Otherwise, it can't happen that the created being will reveal the Creator if there won't be a desire to receive a viut, coarseness, and that in somewhat it will resemble the upper light. Some kind of form from the upper light. And that's called a sfira. That the will to receive, that wants to resemble the Creator, gets some kind of character to reveal the Creator. Clear?
No. Вот согласно с тому, что вы сейчас сказали, что Малхут смешивается с, ну, с девятью первыми, когда мы соединяемся с...
Regarding what you said now about Malchut being mixed with first nine, when we connect with the friends or try to connect into a Potsuf, with what qualities do we connect to them? With their will to receive or with their yearning for bestowal?
Only with their yearning to bestow. Vilnius.
Good day, dear friends. Rav, here he stresses that Ketel in 4, meaning if it has no screen, it doesn't receive any light.
Right.
Речь идет об авиуте, который должен в свою очередь достичь того уровня, чтобы он получил ехида.
The coarseness that needs to reach a level where he can receive ехида.
It is the most coarse and not the most refined, because it's the most coarse and can also be in the form of bestowal, then it becomes the most most refined towards the upper light. And then the upper light can be revealed in it in the greatest way, as the light of Yechida.
Why not in phase 3? Why specifically in phase 4?
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
Okay, now we got the sign. We learned that there's no light without a vessel. So what's the difference between the light and the vessel?
The vessel is the will to receive. The light is a desire to bestow, in general. So what are you asking me about? What's the difference between light and vessel? They're completely opposite.
No.
Why then is there a difference between the light and the vessel? If there's no vessel, then there's no light, no?
I don't know what you want. What is written that you're asking about? You took some two words from something and you're starting to ask about it? The kli is called the will to receive, that is restricted, has a screen, reflected light, and by this it can resemble the light, meaning the guest performed a restriction, a screen, a reflected light, bestowing to the host, and with his equivalence of form to the host, he can receive from him, and the host receives back, and then they connect with one another.
PT 17.
Rav, I feel like I'm missing this quote. The difference between the giving of the light and the order of the clothing of the light. What is this difference? I don't understand.
The difference is that the light bestows. It bestows to the vessel in the purest way. And the kli that receives and bestows back to the light in its most coarse part. That's how it works.
And what is the screen on phase 4 that is seemingly in the vessel of Keto?
If I can bestow in Bchinat Dalet of Aviyut, then I reach with my reflected light till the level of Keter. I fill the vessel of
Keter.
There's an opposite value between lights and vessels, as much as the Kli, meaning the Aviyut with the Masach. As much as the Kli, the Aviyut with the Masach, is greater, bigger than the reflected light, is also greater. And then it can reveal the Creator in a higher degree. That's how it is?
Barur.
Okay.
Kadima.
Okay, come on.
Tzadigimel.
Item 93. Any, all the lights that come to the Parzuf are received only in the vessel of Keter. 93. By the same manner, the light of Chaya, which is only poured in a screen of Kli of Zeranpin, meaning phase 3, when clothing the emanated being, it does not clothe the vessel of Zeranpin, but the most refined vessel, namely the vessel of Keter. It is the same in the light of Neshama, which is only poured when there is a screen of coarseness of second degree in the vessel of Bina. Yet when it is clothed, it clothes only the vessel of Keter. Likewise, the light of Ruach, which is only poured in a screen of phase 1 in the vessel of Chochmah. When it does clothe it, it does not clothe the vessel of Chochmah, but the most refined vessel, namely the vessel of Keter. Thus, each and every light that comes to the Potsuf comes first in the vessel of Keter, as we have said, that the receiver receives only in the purest vessel. It is so, although the pouring came through the coarsest vessel.
It's a big problem to understand this, and the way these things all connect together, as much as the Kli is more coarse and uses a greater coarseness, it actually becomes partially refined and can receive light which is greater. That if the Aviyu, the coarseness of the fourth phase can be with the screen, using it in order to be so it can reveal the light of Keter. If the fourth phase can reveal only coarseness of the third phase in order to be so, then it reveals the upper light on the degree of Chochmah, and so on. There's the inverse relation between lights and vessels. It's very hard to understand this. It was also a problem for Bala Sulam to understand these things because they aren't really explained in the writings of the Kabbalah that came before him. And when he revealed this thing exactly, it became a lot more clear and easy to make this correct connection between the light with the viut, the coarseness and the refinement, and the direct light clothing and the reflected light, and this whole mechanics that is that the wisdom of Kabbalah is speaking about, but they actually couldn't express this, the Kabbalists, meaning they reveal these things, but the way they expressed it wasn't sufficient. And only Baal HaSulam was the one who organized it in a correct way. Who's this? PT4.
Can lo barur lama...
It's not clear why, when he clothes in each Kli, it says he comes first in the vessel of Keter. What does it mean that it comes in the vessel of Keter?
According to equivalence of form, the light can clothe in the most suitable vessel. And that's the vessel of Keter because it's the most refined. It's the will to receive which exists in the closest form to the light.
But what does it mean that on every discernment it dresses first in the vessel of Keter?
The vessel of Keter, yes, because each and every phase of the light comes through the Keter to the rest of the vessels. Because the vessel of Keter, where did it come from? The greatest coarseness with the screen or the refinement, which is the greatest.
meaning the vessel of Keter, with the same discernment, same screen, the Keter of Chochmah. What does he mean here? Or Keter of the whole Potsuf?
The Keter of the whole Potsuf, because every time you have a new Potsuf. Chadera 1.
Before, I understood that the Masach stood, the screen stood only at the Pe of the Patsuf. Now, according to the text, there is a screen in every Sfira. Are we talking about the part of the Sfira in the screen in the Pe?
The Masach stands at the Pe of the Rosh of the Patsuf and connects all the Sfirot and all the screens, and in that way we are directing it, we're aiming it, while it stands at the Pe of the Patsuf. But actually there is no such thing in spirituality. If we speak about it in a correct way, there's no peh, there are no hands, legs, or anything. But everywhere that there's a desire, that's where you need a screen, restriction and a screen, and reflected light. But schematically, that's how we're speaking. We draw it in such a way.
So, is it correct to imagine the screen standing at phase 4?
The entire Patsuf is all kinds of forms of the will to receive, and it's entirely restricted according to the will to receive, and a screen according to the will to receive. But for us to be able to speak about something concrete, the way it responds to the upper light and so on, so we divide it into Rosh Toch Sof and all those parts inside, all the actions.
Moscow 5.
Thank you.
Moscow 5.
Rav, подскажите, а кто наслаждается в кли де кетер, когда у кли де...
Rav, who enjoys in the vessel of Keter while there's a masach, a screen in Malchut?
They stand together. You can't have light in a vessel of Keter if Malchut doesn't work. It all happens, even though we say that the lights enter the vessel of Keter, Chochmah, Binah, etc. We have to understand that all those things work together. They work together, but to explain to us those things, we reveal it in this way. Also, with respect to us, we are outside of spirituality, so we feel like there's evolution here. When we go out to spirituality, there is no time, no movement, no place. The discernments are different.
The vessel of Malchut feels the light of Yechidah?
No. If you're speaking about the vessel of Malchut itself, of course not. The light of Yechidah is revealed in the vessel of Keter.
Спросить. Мы же говорим, что мы всегда раскрываем в чем-то Неранхай, то есть нет частичного в духовном.
We say that we discover the Неранхай.
So you discover the Неранхай, the Malchut, the Неранхай of Malchut in it, and not the general Неранхай. PT 32.
The difference between Kli and a Partzuf. Every Partzuf has five vessels, or in the Adam Kadmon, they all work together.
Yes, you have five vessels in each and every potsuf, or ten sefirot, not more, not less.
Moscow 7.
В десятке. Вот Кли де Кетер, что это такое в десятке?
In relation to the ten, what is the Кли of Кетер?
Кли де Кетер.
The vessel of Keter in the ten is when all of us together unite in the biggest coarseness between us, directed toward the Creator in order to bestow. And then that desire, which is from everyone and is aimed to bestow with the biggest coarseness and the biggest intention, this is called Keter. Niv, come on.
94. Igulim, the circles, do not receive the upper light because they don't have oviut, coarseness. 94. From the Afro said, you can deduce why the igulim, the circles, don't receive any pouring from the upper light, but must receive all their lights from the light of the line. And although the vessels of the circles precede the vessels of straightness of the line, it is a simple matter. They do not have any coarseness, because all their four phases are equal. Thus, only the vessels of straightness in the line, which have the screen and coarseness, are poured upon by the upper light, and the circles receive from them.
Clear?
They're
not listening. Listen to every word that the reader is saying. They're not.
No.
Again.
The circles don't receive the upper light because they have no oviut, no coarseness. The circles have no coarseness. From the aforesaid, you can deduce why the circles do not receive any pouring, any abundance from the upper light, but must receive all their lights from the light of the kav, the line. It is so, although the vessels of the circles precede the vessels of the straightness of the line, but they receive from the line. It is a simple matter. They do not have any coarseness, because all the four phases are equal. Thus, only the vessels of Yosha, the straightness in the line, have a screen and coarseness. So they are poured upon by the upper light, and the circles received from them. Meaning, after the restriction, light can expand only in the line, and the line, to some extent, fills the circles. Okay, right? Right, 95. Any degree that receives from another and does not have any form of bestowal in. You read it, I can't really see.
95. Any degree that receives from another and then does not have any form of bestowal in and of itself is regarded as nefesh.
Again,
any degree that receives from another and does not have any form of bestowal in and of itself is regarded as nefesh.
Again,
any degree that receives from another and does not have any form of bestowal in and of itself is regarded as nefesh.
Look at this definition. Very interesting, very special. Yes, please.
95. For that reason, the light of the circles is regarded as the light of nefesh. The rule is that any degree that is not poured upon by the upper light, but receive its illumination from another degree, that light is called light of nefesh, or light of nekeva.
In other words, when the light spreads, the light spreads in the vessel without any participation on the part of the vessel, whether the vessel draws it, organizes it, allows it to enter or not enter. There's no such thing on the part of the vessel. If on the part of the vessel there is no influence on the upper light, but the light enters however it chooses, and that light is called nefesh.
Because the circles do not receive from the upper light, but receive their illumination from the line, they are considered as the light of nekeva or the light of nefesh. It has also been explained about the vessels of straightness that if the entire coarseness in the screen had been purified, then the influence of the upper light is no longer there. In that state, all that it has in the illumination from the previous degree, which therefore is called the light of Nefesh.
Clear?
No. Dudy.
All right, Dudy.
56.
56.
Hotel.
Hotel. I wanted to ask when the coarseness begins. When the masach begins? When the screen?
The coarseness begins when the vessel feels that it wants to be in contact with the Creator. To that extent, it discovers its avyut, its coarseness. That's the way it is. All right, we'll let PT29 ask.
I wanted to ask about 90. What does it mean that the circles receive from the straightness?
The line fills the circles. We talked about it. I guess you were asleep. We said that the line passes through all the circles, from the outermost circle to the center of all the circles. And the gao of the line, the first three, Keter, Chochma, Bina, still don't have coarseness in them. This is why it's an equivalence of form with the circles, and this is why it fills the circles. The gao of straightness fills the circles, but Zat, the bottom seven, are not in contact with the circles anymore, and it creates the distance between the circles, which are connected to the gao, the first three of the line, say gao, the keter and the gao of the line is chokhmah. So it turns out that we always have a space, a difference, or a distance between gao, the first three of straightness, on which the ten sefirot of circles clothe, and then zat, the bottom seven of the line where there are no circles. And then in the next degree, in the lower degree, you have the gao of straightness, filling up the ten sefirot of circles that pertain to them. And then there is zat, the bottom seven, that don't have circles on them. That's how it works.
Kazakhstan.
Thank you.
Kazakhstan.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Чуть непонятно. Где находится килин? The yugilim в парцуфе.
It's not really clear. Where are the vessels of the circles in the parcuf if there is no avyut?
The vessels of the circles are everywhere, until they are organized under the restriction, the screen, and the reflected light. What exists in nature altogether is all vessels of circles. The vessels of straightness exist only in Kabbalists to the extent that they can control the desire in each and every place in creation.
So it's spiritual vessels?
Of course, the vessels of straightness are spiritual vessels, yes. Of course. PT 14.
Is there a difference between vessels of circles according to straightness? Why does it say that from the straightness you receive only the light of Nefesh?
The vessels of circles can't receive more because they don't have the coarseness, they don't have the drawing. So any light that fills them is called light of Nefesh, because it's a light that comes passively from the perspective of the vessels of the circles. Even if the vessels of circles receive a great light from the line, in the line it might be the light of Yechida. But when it fills the vessels of the circles, because they're not drawing, they're not pulling, they have no coarseness. So the light that dresses in them is the light of Nefesh.
Barur, ken? Yofi.
Clear, right? Good. Who is PT
17?
I can't understand this desire with no coarseness in the circles. What does it want?
That desire in the circles passively wants to be filled with the light, according to the desire that the Creator made for it. And it's got nothing of itself, of its own. That's why it's called a female. It doesn't have coarseness under the screen. Any light that fills the circles is a female light, or light of Nefesh. You could say, how can it be if this light comes to the circles from the line, and in the line it was the light of Yechida, the biggest? Correct. But the circles don't draw it. They are just filled by it. This is why it's called light of Nefesh.
So, what's their like minimum work and exertion in the circles?
That's already not a question. That's not a question. The circle, there is no work in the circles, no labor, no pulling. They are circles that existed before the first restriction, the screen, etc.
Tel Aviv 1.
Tel Aviv 1.
What's the relationship between the circles and the upper light and the circles towards the vessels of straightness?
Circles come before everyone.
Also the upper light?
No, but the upper light and the vessels of circles are actually the same. Because if we're talking about the light, we already say that it exists in something, and they are vessels of the circles.
Thank you.
Kiev 1.
Dear Rav, the light of Nefesh is Aviyut of Shorish?
The light of Nefesh comes from coarseness of root coarseness.
Yes.
You need a screen to get the light of Nefesh?
Yes, why not? If there is no screen, then there's no light at all. If I can't be in any active action, but only annul myself, like an embryo. An embryo. We're not an embryo.
Ubar.
This is regarded as the light of Nefesh.
No.
I was disconnected from Hav. It can't do anything toward the pleasures toward the Creator, only to annul. I don't want to use anything in me. Only be dedicated to the Creator. Whatever He wants to do with me, let Him do it. This is called Nefesh. It's a great thing. Meaning, over everything He does with me,
I agree and don't criticize anything, good, bad, this way, that way, let it be. Let it be. If it comes from the Creator, so for me, I want it to all be the same. From good to bad, from bad to good, and this is called an embryo. That's why I can be in the upper one, and then to grow from the upper one, that the upper one will do anything it wants with it, but it annuls itself. That's why upon that it can grow more and more and more with the light of Nefesh. You understand how how not simple this is. Yes. But he annuls himself above all, and it's the feeling of the upper one in some simple way. Then it starts feeling that it's under the control of the upper one, and that's called the light of Nefesh. But now that it's under the control of the upper one and then it annuls himself, he has to in advance to annul himself and then he feels the control of the upper one. California.
Rav, can we say that the circles and the lines are like the left and the right line?
No, circles and straightness are not like left and right. No, that's incorrect. Circles, you can't attribute them to the right, to the left, to anything. Circles are vessels that come from above. And straightness are vessels that the lower one formats and organizes from below. Beersheva. What, California again? Please.
I was looking for the middle line. So there's no like relationship of the middle line between the circles and the line.
Lo, end.
No, there isn't. Beersheva.
Good morning, Rav, World 10. What's the force of livelihood that gets not someone that has the point in the heart and gets the light of Nefesh? What's the source of their livelihood?
Whose?
The big world that in the end we will encompass them inside us.
I didn't understand.
That force of livelihood that people get, without that, people are like dead.
Yes.
And we get the light of Nefesh when we want to become an embryo and we completely annul. What happens with people who don't have the force of Nefesh, that they're not in spirituality?
They are in corporeality, like we are now, and receive their strength according to their degree. This is called outside of holiness, kedusha, even outside of the klipa, the shell. They roll like beasts, like animals, in their animate will to receive, concerned only with their existence. They have no thoughts higher than existing, sustaining themselves, and that's it. This is we.
Thank you. Good morning, Rav. Can we say that the circles are the place that it's felt where the Creator enjoys Himself?
I can't tell you about such things about the circles. No. We also don't attain the Creator in the circles. And there is no attainment in the circles. There's no grip in the circles that we can say that this is how it happens there. No. I'm sorry, but I have no words for it. PT 33.
When the embryo feels the control of the upper one, is that the moment it restricts itself, the point of birth?
Yeah, you could say it. You could say it, yes. Okay. All of a sudden, so many questions about it.
No idea.
I don't know.
PT 6.
Rav, you said a moment ago that you have to annul himself beforehand, then he'll feel that he's in the control of the Upper One. So who is the annulment before?
Before the Ten. Through the Ten, we discover the Creator. If I annul before the Ten, as a result, inside the Ten, I begin to discover the Creator. It says, Rabash writes, I discover that only the friends exist. That's it.
Tov. No, as
okay, so we already had everyone. We right before chapter 9, right?
Correct.
So let's go to Africa. We've got a few more minutes.
Our question is, we learned today that anywhere there's a desire, that's where we need a screen. And we also learned that all reality is a desire to receive. Does this mean that we need screens everywhere in reality?
Yes, of course. This is why we, people in this world, must have a screen on all of our common desires, and the still vegetative inanimate will also connect to us. And then there will be the general desire that the Creator created. All of it will be under the screen.
How does each screen differ from the other in the process of revealing Naranhai?
According to the coarseness, your views. Different coarseness, accordingly, the is the screen. They are related to each other.
Florida.
You're welcome. Florida.
Yes, Rav. What gives the Kabbalist the confidence to make the restriction and to build the Masach?
His connection to the group and his annulment before the teacher, before the creator. And the upper light that constantly tends to him and is poured on him and brings him, how should I put it, all the fundaments, the basis to build the of youth, the coarseness and the screen and the reflected light correctly. The upper light does everything, but we have to participate as much as possible. At the end of the day, do what Kabbalists say, like a little boy, and then you'll succeed. Okay.
Chadera 1.
Where is my scientist?
What does it mean that there's a reward? Sorry, a gap that they can receive the light through the line.
Between the circles and the straightness and between them.
The straightness. The lower one gets from the line of the straightness.
Now, that's very simple. We learned it. Malchut of the upper one becomes Keter of the lower one.
But Malchut of Keter of the lower one, there is a gap between the Keter of the lower one and the line.
Now, where is it written?
It says that there's a gap between the straightness and the lower degree. What does it mean that there's a gap between the line and the lower degree?
I don't... Where is it? What does it say it? I don't see it.
I can't see it now, but we read it a lot, that there's a line and a gap between the line and the lower degree, that it doesn't reach the lower degree.
Yes, but no. I'm in something else now. You confuse me.
No.
Find a place. Right now, I can't get away from it. I have a different thought. PT25.
Yeah, Rav, we're towards the end of the lesson. Can I ask about the first part?
Yes.
I think for a week already, we're working really strong about the middle line in every lesson. And also in the 10, we're discussing it on Zoom a lot. It's very strong, and we feel that like we're squeezing another drop in every lesson. And in parallel to that, we see how the world really needs this. It's exactly what the world is lacking, especially in the Western world. My question is, can our explanation, is it completely dependent on the inner revelation of it, or the work to try and explain it and discover it in the 10, is it dependent on one another?
I don't think we can explain it to the world, because the ego that governs people will not let them even hear it. How can it be that if I maintain black and they say white, one is minus, one is plus, one is reception, one is bestowal, they are this, they are that. Everyone feel themselves opposite from others and don't understand that they can come together, they can fall into place only if we rise above the differences. When I rise to connect to others, that in my inclination to connection, I find the middle line, the Creator, who connects us. It is simply, I don't think we can explain it, even to ourselves. You're right that we've been in this for a week, and still we can't feel it, make it kind of tangible. To bring it down to lower ones, you have to give them examples that they will feel. You have to hand it over to them on a platter, on a plate, so they can taste it. Even theoretically, it's impossible. Because we're not saying, let's destroy the other one the way they think they can do. We also don't say, let's diminish ourselves. That too is incorrect. The wisdom of Kabbalah speaks about the most difficult thing, but true, that everything that was created in nature, in spirituality and corporeality, every single thing has a right to exist, first and foremost. You understand? By this, you already neutralize everyone, right and left. You annul, you nullify everyone, right and left. They have a right to exist because they came from the Creator. Tell them, they're all religious in America. How can you say that you have to control one another? It's all how the Creator arranges it. The Creator arranges for us to use all of creation. What can you do? So we just need to connect to him and ask him to, as he makes peace above, make peace on us, meaning that right and left, with the Creator in the middle, we have to be together to complement one another. But a person cannot do this without the wisdom of Kabbalah. Can't. It will be in the extreme right, as ruthless as the Islam, and the extreme left, which is like Christianity, and only the wisdom of Kabbalah, which is not Judaism as foundation, but the wisdom of Kabbalah. This is what has to give the middle line. Try to gradually write about it. But this is what has to become revealed. And if it doesn't help through the connection between us and through the dissemination between us, then it will be revealed through the wars of the Messiah, messianic wars. And then what will be revealed will be very bad. Because we have to come to a state where everyone gives up and just cries for help and agree to anything because they see that there is no solution. Let's hope that we will succeed. So far, we've been making progress. We just have to increase our internal dissemination in each group and between the groups, and we should also try to disseminate, circulate as much as possible.
Just the feeling that the world needs this precisely.
Well, of course the world needs this. They don't need anything else besides the midline, which is the revelation of the Creator to the created being in this world.
Will there be an even more extreme state than there is now? It seems that it's going to explode any moment. That's what it seems that's going to happen.
If it exploded, it would be good. Then we're done with all the worlds, or everything, all of creation, and that's it. And then the Creator sits in His holy place. We have to come to the end of correction, to resembling the Creator, to connect in such a way that our form will be the Creator, according to our vessel. And then He will fill up this vessel. This cannot happen, but only to the extent that the created beings are willing and they want only this. The host is waiting.
And Bibi need to keep trying to reveal the middle line in the tens that will bring the ability to explain this to, or will the attempt to explain will help us reveal the middle line in the ten?
Both. Because by attempting to explain, we absorb the deficiency in them. It doesn't matter in what way they are, but we absorb their deficiency even though we don't understand what it is. And then in us, it somehow becomes processed, and then we know how to present the middle line in a better way. Because for ourselves, we seemingly don't need the middle line. This is why disseminating to the general public is so important. It is actually what Bala Sulam was worried about. We have to have their deficiency. Shai's been waiting and waiting. All right, let him say something.
Yeah, first of all, we're happy to say that all the study materials for the virtual congress are on Sviva Tova. Everybody's welcome to go, prepare as 10. As 10s, everything's translated. So again, all the study materials are there ready to start preparing. So today we'll start broadcast at 10, Olin with Love at 10:30, then right away reporters meeting from 10:30 to 11:30. And in the evening, World Yeshivat Chaverim from 6:45 to 7:30. In the Yeshivat Chaverim, as we know, we're connecting as a 10, and then the whole 10 together will connect to another 10. So we're connecting in our room as a 10, and then inviting or joining another 10 and watching it together with another 10. That's the schedule for today, and a song.
בליבי תמיד איתי ונשמתי אלך איתך באשר תלכי את האור את קבוצתי את המקלט מרס יסי אפלה מחניתות
Shmona, 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 sh